Today's program is brought to you by Heritage Foods USA, the nation's largest distributor of heritage breed pigs and turkeys. For more information, visit heritagefoodsusa.com.
Hey, 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 I'm Jimmy Carboni from Beer Sessions Radio. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
That's a pretty intro song. Welcome to Roberta's Radio. I'm Jack. We were gone last week, but we're back this week. I apologize for the delay. I was busy rocking out to the dam in the desert. What's going on this week? Who's in the studio? Who's that?
I'm sorry, Jack. That lovely lullaby of an intro tune just kind of lulled me off to slumberland there. Yeah. It was like little Eric in Slumberland, you know, like riding on a little cloud with a little blanket over me.
That sounds snoozing, awesome,
man. Yeah, little Z's coming out of my mouth, floating into the air.
It's like my dream.
Yeah, if you pull down the viewing mechanism at home, I'm sure you bought one at your local Walmart. Or we're compatible now. So, garage sale, Walmart, truck stop, Home Depot has them in the back. You gotta ask for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you do, then you can see. Like, I was seriously like napping. But I'm awake now. I'm alert. I'm here. I know where I am. Hell yeah. We got a wild one today, Jack, don't we?
I thought it wasn't going to be wild. I thought it was a chill
one.
Right.
That was last week.
Yeah, that was the fun.
Yeah.
Is that actually a sound?
This one is. Not unfun, but not fun.
Yeah. Not fun with a capital F, I guess.
No,
with a little F.
Right,
stylized.
We're getting
put
serious.
Get something sans serif for me. You know,
we could all use a little F.
Curly Q's and little dangling things off the letter. I just want a little stylized little lowercase F. We got a weird one tonight. Should I do introductions, Jack?
I think so.
Or should we wait till the end?
No, intro.
Oh, no. Save your applause for the end. I'll do my introductions now.
Right.
As always, almost always, it's trending.
It's trending.
Trending. Kirsten Berry's with us again.
It's true. I'm back.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Welcome back.
I missed y'all.
Sitting to her right is Mary Bonadetti.
Yay.
Did I say that right?
It's actually her left.
That is my left. I got it last. Your.
I was talking about stage right.
That would be stage left.
Oh, stage fright. I get it.
Well, depending where.
Mary Bonadetti's here with us today. I'm saying that right?
Oh, very close. So close.
Good. I'm like a horseshoes and hand grenades guy. Like, get it close, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting directly in front of her is someone you should know. We're going to get to that segment a little later today, but someone you should know. Johnny Culotti's back with us today.
Johnny Culotti.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Mary proposed earlier that she is a master of storytelling.
And I don't know.
Proposed,
master is
wow.
I would say master.
Mary, stop selling yourself short. This is radio. They can't see you unless they have the viewing mechanism at home.
Which they all do.
Yes. Don't sell yourself. You're a titan of storytelling. And you were regaling me with stories earlier. Some of them I said, wow, that's pretty damn good. You should tell it on a radio.
Something different.
Well, I think you broke your own rule there. You just said the D word.
Whoa.
That's pretty early on. I lost the game.
Show's
but
over.
You know what? I learned a lot.
And you had fun doing it.
Heard that. Mary's going to regale us with a story. One of the stories you were telling me, Mary, I can't remember which one it was, but it was good. So if you just want to pick one of those good ones you were telling me, we're just...
shooting the shit.
Should I get the story music? Yeah, is it story music?
Strike one. Strike against her. Yeah,
well, the game's over now.
Well, okay, yeah. So and it begins. It begins again, Jack. Like the circle of life.
It's a hard game to play.
It's
for
a
me,
really hard game
for a guy like me.
But Mary, we just wanted to get in the story corner.
Well,
tell us a story, Mary. You were telling me some good ones. Do you have like a favorite story you like to tell? Do you maybe
no,
you need like
you need
a topic
some,
or something?
Yeah, you need a topic.
Like, okay,
I need a topic.
What about
somewhere?
What about like what did do you ever go on dates, Mary?
Oh my god, you know this. You date.
Now.
So we were no, this is what we're talking about. So I have like everyone has their own approach to dating and has their own way of going about
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
right?
So people ask questions yeah. to other people.
Yeah, so we're talking about terrible, just like absolutely terrible questions people ask you on dates, right? Like you sit down and you're like you're getting to know someone. And there's always like everyone comes into the situation with like the series of questions that they're going to ask you, like pre-prepared, right?
I write mine okay. down on an index card.
It's nice to have them handy.
That's it. No, that's how Heard people that. Actually act. It's Heard interesting. That. You can tell the difference between someone who can just like bullshit with people and someone who is like, so, where do you work? What do you do? God, this background yeah. music is killing me.
Yes. You're still living and breathing, Mary. It's not
I'm
that
dying.
Bad.
I'm dying. Dying over here.
Radio's not easy.
Nope. Not, only the strong here. Survive.
Only the strong. Which is why Eric is here every week.
Yeah.
Very
not
strong.
Every week, but every other week.
No, I love people who they like they ask you a question, but then they don't really like they don't really want to know the answer, or like they ask you a question and they're already prepared with like their own response. Like people only ask you a question that they themselves want to answer.
Absolutely, mm.
You know,
yeah,
right. Something that you hope they will answer into. Some sort of direction that will allow them to volley it back.
They want to talk about something yeah. they love. So we're saying like it's like oh someone's like oh what's your favorite movie? You know they want to talk about their favorite movie. Mm. We were saying like someone's like oh yeah what kind of podcast do you listen to?
Is that, is that a date one. Question now?
That is a date question.
Guys,
now.
We got to get podcast? In there. We got to get in there. That's got to be an answer.
The only question
I'm asking is radio.
The only question yeah. I'm asking is when do you want to get out of this place?
Someone you should know.
When do we? When do you want to go back to your place, babe? Because you don't want to come back to mine.
So. Mary, they're obviously.
Have you ever been? Have you? Do you actually? Have you actually ever said that to someone?
Yeah. Yeah. Probably more. Yeah. I mean, I drink a lot, so. it's true. But I'm only newly single for like the past month almost.
Ooh. Someone you should yeah. know, Johnny Kulak.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm back on the market. But yeah, so like, my game is really market. Off. It's actually kind of disturbing. Not a very good story that. There.
Obviously, it sounds like some other guys' games are off because of what the
they're
disturbing
so
news.
Yeah, they're so bad.
This is unfortunate that they will ask you these yeah. questions, but only in some sort of premeditated way,
just
so that they
themselves.
Can talk.
What's a good question?
I totally understand what you're saying. I just don't
Did
go
you
on
say
dates.
Podcast is a great question.
No, I said, what's a good question?
It's a podcast.
That's not a good
That's
question.
Not a good question.
Podcast is a bad question. That's
terrible
not good.
Question.
Well, I feel like you should ask something that you want to hear their answer to, right? Like, you should ask, like, what do you do? And you're asking it because you actually want to hear what they do. Because
you would like to get to know this person.
Yeah. You know, it's like, oh, intriguing. Like, what is your job? And then they say, and then if it's clear, like, they don't like their job, then it's like, oh, what else do you do?
Right. What do you do in your free time?
Yeah. Are you an artist? Are you in a band?
Are you pro-choice?
Secret?
Are
yeah.
you pro-choice?
Are you secretly?
Are you,
how did yeah. you vote last time?
Four more years. That's what I voted.
Every time, right?
Every time.
Four more years, four man. More why
just keep
not?
Keep it going.
Heard that.
Forever.
I'll vote again in four more years. Well, that it really made me frown. When Mary told me that podcast comes up as
a common dating question.
A common dating
crazy.
Question.
That's so weird.
I'm not in the game. I haven't been for some time, but
You're in the podcast. You're in the podcast game.
Well, is this a podcast right now?
Yeah. Well, you can download it on iTunes. Yeah, it's downloaded on iTunes. That's a rule. Follow it.
I feel like the approaches of dating are so weird. So there's like two approaches where if you meet someone like an online dating where like they read your profile and they show up prepared to ask you questions about it.
Do a little homework.
Like, to prove that they did their homework, to be like, oh, yeah, so I remember that you really listed how much you love eating sandwiches. And you're like, that's not a conversation topic.
So, right. Do they,
That's just you being a creepy stalker.
Yeah.
But do they preface it with like, oh, I remember from your profile that you said you like this. As opposed to being a little more understated and casual about the situation. And be like, so.
That's why they're on online dating. They can't be understated and casual. That's why they're on online dating. Don't keep yourself.
Nice.
Okay. Man. Wait, the times are changing.
If you have the profile online that says like nothing in the about me section, does that fuck you over?
No.
No.
So then just do that, right? Don't tell them anything.
No, I think the most important thing is how you fill out the profile, not what's in the profile. It's how much content you have. If you have nothing, then that means you're putting zero effort in. So like you have to put medium effort, so, which is like, no, that's putting bait. So this is actually a strategy, which is putting bait in your profile. You put something in that tells enough about yourself that someone wants, that they can use that to message you to prove that they read your profile, but it's not so personal that you actually care about it.
You're talking about like OkCupid.
Yeah. Any online dating.
I tried that once.
Tell me about it.
Well, they just wanted to hook me up with like big, beautiful women from the Bronx.
and so the problem was, I wasn't really feeling it.
I couldn't. And then like the one kind of like hit I got, this is like over a year ago, but the one kind of, this girl was like, how about you come over to my place and teach me how to play guitar and I'll cook us a vegan dinner.
And so did you take
her up on
the offer?
I was like, yeah, because that's exactly what I love to do instead of having sex, is eat really, really grainy, terrible food and teach strangers how to play guitar.
I'm sorry, Johnny. Was this on Tinder or was this on OkCupid?
Well, see, I think I thought OkCupid was more like Tinder back then, but
OkCupid was more like OkCupid back then, and Tinder's like Tinder now, I think.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I can't deal with it. I think it's scary, like meeting up with a stranger.
There's a new Tinder, by the way.
I heard about that new Tinder.
Did you guys hear about it?
I don't. Are the kids in bed, Jack?
Yeah, hey, cover your ears.
It's so light. Earmuffs.
It's called
earmuffs, kids.
It's called Thrinder.
Oh, what does that mean?
it's for groups.
People with like three arms or something.
It's real.
This is a real app.
This is a real app.
This is
look
a,
it up.
A threesome.
Oh, no, no. I have heard about that. My friends have done it. Yep.
Yeah. We got to steer the conversation
the whole
away
game,
from here.
You know?
This is just a. Yeah, this is a bad. This is an obscene road. You know
like
what, Jack?
Whole...
They'll take our Peabody back if we keep going down this road.
Never. Come on.
Not out of my cold.
We got that
dead
for Thanksgiving.
Hands.
It's never being returned.
It was a nice gift. I'm glad they came. The Peabodys. They're a really nice family. I'm glad they were down here. Well, Mary, that is enlightening and completely disturbing. And
I want to tell a story.
Can we do an encore? Can we do an encore story, Jack?
Story.
We got time?
I want the opinions of the other members of this group.
We can do it, yeah.
Okay.
So I'm on a date. This is what I was telling you earlier, right? So I'm on a date.
Oh, yeah, this is the one. This is, yeah.
This is the question, which is, would you go out with this person again? You're on a date. They pick the place. You go there.
No, that would not go out with that.
Never.
You're so right. The answer is no.
No,
you pick, they pick the place. You go. You're having drinks. You have a couple rounds of drinks. They're like, do you want to order food? You say yes. You order food. You get a bunch of stuff, right? A bunch of small plates.
It's going well.
The other person says, oh, hey, we should get this and we should get this. And do you like this? And then let's get one of these because that's what I like.
Yeah. And you're like, I'm agreeable. Sure. Yeah, let's do this, right?
You're trying to be a nice person.
It's a first date. You want to be charming.
Indeed.
Just like
charming.
That.
Charming.
That's like charming in a Cruella DeVille kind of way.
Do you have like a Disney like evil character?
I think this is foreshadowing, yes. Carry
so this
on,
is going
Mary.
Well, I think.
So it's going well, and it's going well, and then we get the bill, and he's like, do you mind if we split this? So I was like, okay, yeah, sure. I'm happy to split the bill.
I think that's fair. Right?
Like, that's fine. Yeah. It's $120. So
okay,
it's.
That's a little.
Well, hey, you can't put a dollar amount on
first date. Was he nuts? Was he like being like, oh, let's get this?
Yes, he was. So I'm.
See, that's kind of bull fucking shit right there, man.
Oh, Johnny, you lost the game again. Someone you should not know, Johnny Culotti.
If he's like saying, let's order the menu. Yeah, that's, I don't know.
Yeah, if it's all his idea.
So I go, okay, great. Well, I split the bill, fine. Whatever. It's it's whatever.
You're
it's 2015. Who cares, right? Yeah. Fine. Would I have ordered all that food if I was going to split the bill? Maybe not.
I would order more drinks.
Yeah.
Whenever you're drunk and you're on a date. Yeah. So it's time to celebrate.
So, then I look over, we're leaving, and I look and I see that he didn't tip on his half of the bill.
Oh.
That's rough.
I hope he's listening to that.
I hope he's listening.
He knows who he is.
I mean, are you in the service industry, right? Like, you can't do that.
That's a deal breaker.
Wait, so then did you feel bad and take the whole tip on your side there?
I didn't see this until I had already tipped.
So
I had tipped and signed, and they took mine, and then he was signing his, and he left his face up when we were like putting our coats on.
He paid on cards.
He left his split face the bill. Up. Clear he that he did not tip. Ooh.
That is egregious. There is a special place just like 40 miles down the road from Chef's Valhalla reserved for people like that. And it's not very nice there. It's actually really nasty. It's a food desert. They don't have any food. They don't have any nice restaurants to go to.
Nothing.
They got like a supermarket.
Not even a Hardee's.
They got like a supermarket with one can of Goya bean on the shelf. It's dented, and everybody's fighting over it. Yeah, it's not a nice place. That is.
I would definitely not go back home. I could not.
What was the verdict? What did he ask you on a second date, Mary?
Yes, of course.
And what did you say?
I said absolutely not.
Well done, Mary. Well played. Game, set, match. Mary Brandardo.
Did he come from the internet? He had to, right?
He did, yes.
Yeah, wow.
Yes.
Tough place, the internet.
What did he do for a living?
I don't remember, honestly.
Oh, you weren't listening.
Not hospitality.
He was freelance something. Like, he was, like, writing or something.
Freelance nothing.
Freelance loser.
Yeah. He did freelance.
That's a good one, Eric.
Obviously, yeah. He didn't do enough to just pick up the tab. Come on, pal.
Or tip.
He picked up half the tab.
All right, so here's the deal. If you'll pick up the tab, I'll tip. Has anyone ever tried that one?
With my parents, maybe.
No, actually, yeah. Sometimes I offer to tip. Like, if we go somewhere and they're like, oh, I got it. I'm like, oh, do you want me to leave the tip?
That's a nice move, right?
Yeah, that's cool. But that's only if they're like, no, don't worry about it. I got this.
In the heat of night, love bites.
Man, that, mamma mia. Biting on the love of the service industry right there is what it sounds like.
That
is completely disturbing. I'm so glad
they always shine a light on this.
If
you go out with someone who seems like a nice person, but they're rude to your server, they're not a nice person.
Yeah,
I think that's
exactly
1,000% true.
Definitely.
That's gospel.
Yeah.
I liked one of my roommates until she was really rude to someone at a bar once, and I haven't, ever since I've been like, Whoa, girl, I don't think we're friends anymore.
Shine a light on it. Shine a light on it. Indeed.
Well, I work in a bar, and I kind of do the security in the door there, and all the time I have to, like, tell my roommates, my friends, roommates,
they're all the
whatever,
same, man.
You know, like, they get too loaded. Sometimes you're just like, hey, man, why are you being, like, a dick at my job? That's, like, not...
Yeah, don't do that.
It's, like, the worst thing you could do. Like you have a friend, like, not tipping or something. I'm broke, man. It's like, well, then you shouldn't be here.
It's like when you're at the gym and you're using a machine and then you don't wipe it down. and you don't have the tumors. right?
Yeah, it's like making a big meal in your communal house with all your roommates and then like not doing the dishes after you're done.
No, somebody, if you cook, man, somebody else is doing those dishes. I'll tell you that right now. Well. But it could be. It could be like you find a really nice, comfortable parking spot on the street, and instead of pulling up directly in front or behind of the car adjacent to you, you just stay in the middle and eat up a bunch of space.
Yeah,
you know, you gotta have that respect.
Yeah, you gotta
just for other people in general.
I would pay it forward. Is that the
I was
movie pick of the week. Pay it forward.
Whoa, good one.
Already?
Yeah, we got to do it. He said it.
Right. What's that one about? I don't remember. That one's with like Kevin Spacey,
remember,
right?
If you remember, less
hot Haley Joel Osment.
If you remember a less than young Haley Joel Osment and a less than old Kevin Spacey, you basically have it right there.
But what's it about? It's about like he's dying or something.
Nobody's dying.
I feel like
dying.
It was sad.
The child's dying.
No, the child did not die.
Kevin Spacey.
Spoiler alert: child does not die.
Does somebody get shot?
Ooh, Kevin Spacey takes two in the leg.
Yeah. Ooh.
That was when he was trying to pay it forward and be a nice guy, and that's where it got
him.
That's
what happened.
I vaguely remember that, too.
That's kind of what I like about the movie. It's bittersweet.
It's like my favorite chocolate chips. There was a lot of movies at that time coming out, like, You Can Count on Me, like with
I didn't catch that one at the multiplex, Johnny. Can you go into a synopsis for me?
That's with the guy who plays the Hulk in the Avengers now, and he's like this weird pothead drifter.
Mark Ruffalo?
Yeah, Mark Ruffalo is a drifter. And
he's like great handsome.
It's like, it's actually like a kind of like a heartwarming movie. And like,
until
he kind of becomes a father figure for his like single sister's kid and kind of gets his, and he's like, yeah, he like moved away, went on road because his girlfriend tried to like kill herself or something. And
is this on Netflix?
Or she's on Dope
or Amazon Prime?
No, I mean, I just remember liking that one when back in the old video store manager days.
You got to watch them all, right? So you can recommend them.
This is a good independent drama.
Speaking of independent drama, Jack, let's play one of Kirsten's selections for us tonight.
Yeah, this might be another lullaby. We'll see.
Hope I don't fall asleep.
I hope I do. And as always, you can call your questions into 718-497-2128. That's 718-497-2128. This is where I remind everybody that this show is available for free both on heritageradionetwork.org and iTunes. We are a podcast, bona fide podcast.
Bona fide.
That verified check mark next to it.
Verified and bona fide. We got our bonus.
You know, we have our own channel in iTunes. That's how verified we are.
Heard that. That's bona fide. That's bona fide.
It's a good song, Kristen.
That's affiliated. This is Jack. Thank you for reminding the people about the podcast.
Oh, I have to do this too, real quick. Sorry. Listen, the website's going to literally fall apart in September, so we have a Kickstarter to raise money to save the website. So go on heritageradionetwork.org and click the Kickstarter banner and give us, like, you know, anywhere from $1 to $1 million.
Hey, Jack, I'm curious real quick here before I get into what I need to talk about.
What are the rules?
You guys got my account transfer for my direct deposit, right? So all of my paychecks are coming to you now?
Absolutely, yeah.
Good. Just wanted to make sure that that went into effect.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is the part of the program where I remind people that this is the first time, I think, ever in Roberta's Radio Hour 40-minute history that we have had two ladies on the program tonight. The sound you heard before I said when I gave the pregnant dramatic pause was two ladies high-fiving each other.
That was a ladies high-five.
It was cool.
Media.
It was really far away from the microphone. It was deafening in here. I almost had to go down into the snake pit that we built in the studio a few weeks ago.
Don't open it. No.
No, no. Benjamin's down there. He's managing the snakes. He's taking care of business. Kirsten Berry has a frog in her throat or something. Is it the sour or the kombucha? Be honest.
Both.
It's the allergies.
Nice one. Zing.
Zing. Put a little zing on it.
You got to get that, like, little, like, gun going off, like, bullet ricochet sound that, like, is in Wayne's World 2. Not that one.
Whoa. It's like, put it away, Jack.
Sorry.
You know, like a bullet ricocheting. Boom. Remember in Wayne's World 2, he's like, they get closer all the time.
I really remember Wayne's World 3, but I'm not so familiar with 2.
Kristen, I'm curious. Can I jump into the question here?
Hey, jump on into the question pool, Jack. It's warm.
Because we were talking about dating and, like, the online dating thing. Do you see people as a server here at Roberta's on, like, Tinder dates? Is it obvious?
Yes. Oh, yeah, definitely. Almost all the time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What makes it obvious?
Somebody's always asking the other person questions, share the bill.
I have had people, as a guest in an online date, I have had servers apologize to me for the date that I am having. I am not even joking.
Wow.
Well.
That's
well,
as Kristen hops up along.
Yep. That's
well. This topic it gets her a little worked up.
Be
careful, Jack.
Really worked up. She's getting really worked up. Can't even talk about it.
Yeah.
It's
if you need to take a moment, Kristen.
You know,
take
be emotional. Be emotional.
On the verge of tears here.
She's crying.
I'm crying for all of those really sad Tinder dates.
For all of the Tinder dates going on right now. How many Tinder dates are going on
in this
right
restaurant?
Now?
I think that right in front of this window could be
I think
one.
So.
I'm not going to lie.
All right, and that moves us right along to Someone You Should Know. A new segment on the show. And I just wanted to spotlight, a member of the community. I mean, isn't that what they're doing? You turn on your nightly news, they're always saying, someone you should know. This guy does stuff in the community. Well, I said to myself, I was watching nightly news last night, and they had someone you should know. I've forgotten his name, but he was a nice guy, he seemed. And I said, well, damn, we could do that on the old Roberta's Radio Hour 40-minute program. And then I thought, who is someone that we should know? I said, I know Johnny Culotti, but maybe...
I don't know.
People don't know him, so he is somebody you should know. Welcome back, Johnny. Thank you for coming.
You're welcome.
I texted you at 2 o'clock this afternoon. You said you were free.
Oh, yeah. I was in bed. I was in bed for the second time. I woke up at 1, and I put in this horrible DVD.
Of what?
I don't know. It was a piece of shit. It was Zach Galifianakis and Owen Wilson, and they're like, he's a weatherman, and they're like potheads. And I never even heard of it. It had Amy Poehler and shit, and it's just like...
It was probably an
supposed
indie.
To be like an indie, like, thoughtful comedy.
It's probably, if you have the viewing mechanism, you can see the air quotes.
Anyway.
Indie.
So I, you know, chortled at that for like 2 seconds and fell asleep.
Chortle.
Chortle got so French there. It's a very French chortle.
Trey Soignier is in the studio tonight.
Yeah. You know, and then I hit the bong and then, like, that was it. It was like back to bed.
I'm sorry, you did what, Johnny?
Oh, I mean I
hit the
ate
bong.
A sandwich?
Yeah, I hit the bong.
See, you should have you are a day late, my friend, because yesterday was a cultural holiday.
Yes, it was.
Known as 420.
I've been celebrating that holiday every day. For a long
heard that. Yes, a cultural holiday, indeed, yesterday. So anyways, you had a little left over, is that what you're trying to say? And you put it into the bong apparatus?
Yeah, I actually had to break up this roach I found in my pocket.
We're not referring to an insect or animal, but we are colloquially speaking about the end of a marijuana cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for clarifying.
Yes, I want to make sure that we're on the same page here. If you have your viewing mechanism up, then you can turn to the page that we are on. Same book, I hope, as well. So, yes. And then you went back to sleep again.
Yeah. We have a really comfortable couch. So, and there was like this really comfortable blanket on it. So I kind of like half cheated.
That is a match made for
I started to pull up the blanket. And then, like, the next thing I know, I'm sleeping.
How high did the blanket get, Johnny?
Then my roommate came home and unintentionally waking me up, you know, not expecting me to be asleep on the couch at 2 in the afternoon.
Did he understand it was a cultural holiday? Or no, that was yesterday.
Today. I think he understood that that's a cultural holiday every 5 seconds. And it's like, yeah. But,
far out.
Yeah. And, and so I was like, you know what, man, I'm just going to go back to bed. And I just. Right before I was passing out, that's when I got your text.
I'm glad I got to you before you had drifted off into slumber. Yeah.
This has been my life so far since having moved from my domestic situation, and now I live in a communal.
Well, Johnny, let's back up a little bit.
Yeah,
you're single now.
Yeah, yes, I am, ladies.
Who needs the internet? Dating community when you have the internet radio dating community.
I got
community.
The podcast.
Give a podcast.
Yo, don't talk about podcasts. Meet your future significant other on a podcast.
I met my girlfriend on a fucking podcast. It's been 2 years.
Heard that.
Look at that.
I'll raise a glass to that.
All right.
Jack. Yeah, let's all
amen.
Say
indeed.
I didn't
toast.
Even need Thrinder. I made it happen.
No, I'm just, you know.
I don't know if I'm looking for a new girlfriend, but, you know. A man has needs, I guess.
Okay, ladies, if you're out there and listening, and if you don't already know Johnny, he's someone you should know. And if you'd like to call in, feel free. What's the number? It's 1-497-622-42, right?
That was it, exactly.
Yeah, so just dial that number, call us up. You can talk to Johnny directly, or maybe if you're a little more Cyrano de Bergerac about your game, you can have me ask Johnny the questions you would like to ask him.
Come with good questions, though.
Oh, you must come correct and come with good questions.
I don't think anyone's going to call.
Well, let's step back a little bit, Johnny. You're someone we should know. What's up, dude?
How do you two know each other?
That's a very good question.
Is that an interesting story?
I have one side of the story. Johnny has the other. It's like that little broken heart bracelet thing.
Best friend's necklace.
Yeah, best friend's necklace.
We met at a party at Steve Five's house.
Now, that's funny because I thought we were hanging out at Savalas with the mayor of Bedford, Mark Teachout.
It might have been, but I seem to remember the first time hanging out was at Steve Five's house, and we were both loaded, and you were telling stories, and it was funny, and I was like, "You're cool, man. You wear your sunglasses at night." And, you know, and then, but then I ran into you on the old Halsey L train.
Let me give a shout out to Halsey L train.
And back then. The Halsey stop was not the Halsey stop.
It wasn't.
It was pretty rough.
What year are we talking about right now?
It was like 7 years ago now.
Yeah. I think it's like 8. Yeah.
No,
it's like 7 years ago. 7, 8 years ago.
Yeah. And you didn't typically... I mean, you'd see some guys like us walking around, but not typically. So we stick out, and I was like, oh, there's that dude I partied with.
And I was like, oh, there's that dude I hung out with on the front patio Savalas with. Yeah.
It gets confusing.
It's a little convoluted, but that's all right. We overcame that difference in our opinion of story perspective to become friends.
And then he's like, I live up the street. I got this big apartment. You know,
it was big too.
Yeah,
right?
And
it was big.
Yeah, and we used to set up band practice in there.
Sure enough.
With our
old
band Toucher.
Yeah. We were fucking playing in the band.
You guys
watch
in
your
a band
mouth,
together?
Man.
I know, man. We're talking about music, though. We're talking about like episode. We're going down memory lane here, Jack. Someone you should know, man. Johnny Culotti's here. We started. I had all these tunes, and Johnny was listening to him. He's like, "Oh, these are good tunes." I said, "You're full of shit." And he said, "No."
Is that a direct recollection of that conversation?
Yeah, this is actual. This is actual true
verbatim.
Story. Yeah. And Johnny's like, "Oh no, let's get together, let's hang out, we'll jam sometime." I said, "Okay." You know, it was 4:20, whether it was or was not. And and then we drank a couple beers and we jam, and here we are 8 years later. You know,
yes, sir.
What a trip!
You're still friends.
We're still friends.
Congratulations!
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Someone you should know, Johnny Culotti. What you doing these days, Johnny?
Oh, man.
How's the band going?
The band's all right.
I saw you guys playing.
We played like a week and a half ago, I think. It was actually excellent. We sold
it was a really good show.
Yeah, it was great.
It was Hector's, Pat's, and you guys, and
KDH, yeah.
KDH, man.
That was at our loft,
KDH ripped
Wild Kingdom. And we, like, sold... We had, like, 200 admissions. In a place that only like 50 people can fit in. So
I'm sorry. What Johnny meant to say was he had 50 admissions to a capacity of 200.
It was the other way. No, I don't understand,
Johnny,
how everyone got
Johnny,
in there.
The fire department's listening, and you only had 50 people in a room.
You know, we are in a legit
200.
Business. It's pretty DIY.
50 people in a place that holds 200.
Yeah, whatever.
There you go. You're getting it.
It was cozy, is what you're saying.
It was
cozy.
Very quaint and
it was
and
fun.
So cozy.
Yeah, you guys were good. I thought you guys were really good.
You know, and the, you know, like of course, like, yeah, I don't know. To be honest, like adjusting the single lifestyle has been it's been very confusing.
Well, perhaps you've had a little more time to watch movies these days, perhaps on Netflix or Hulu or Amazon Prime.
Well, yes, I've always watched a lot of movies. I actually used to watch more movies when I lived with my girlfriend, because that was like what we did. But now,
now that you're in this new single,
you can only watch Netflix on your phone for so long before your eyes start bugging out.
Hurt, yeah. Do you have a movie pick of the week though? Mine was Pay It Forward.
I don't know.
What have you been watching lately? What are you doing? How are you occupying your time?
I've just been smoking lots of weed.
420 was a cultural holiday for something.
Yeah. Cultural holiday.
Playing lots of music.
Playing music, that's good. That's cool.
And drinking a lot at my job.
Drinking a lot of like Kool-Aid.
Probably going to go do that after this.
Drinking Kool-Aid or iced tea or
lemonade.
No, coffee. Lemonade's good.
More
like
Lone
lemonade.
Star.
What about
bullet
Arnie,
bourbon?
Arnie Palmer.
Lots of
Arnie
bullet
Palmer.
Lots of bullet bourbon. Some bullet rye. Lots
put
of booze.
That in
you could put that in a lemonade. I think you probably put that.
I'm a boozer.
You can put anything in lemonade if you really want to. It's all about dedication.
Oh, dedication to
pro
the lemonade.
That's a pro tip right there.
Yeah,
pro
then.
Tip.
You gotta want it.
You gotta want the lemonade. You gotta want to be able to make good conversation on a date. You want to know Johnny Culotti. There's a lot of stuff you want to do when it comes to Roberta's Radio, our 40-minute podcast.
I think we should leave listeners with maybe a piece of advice around the board.
All right. Let's start.
Don't party,
Johnny,
too hard.
Wait your damn turn.
Sorry. It's my show.
Yeah, you're someone we should know. It's not your show, though.
Sorry, is my segment up?
All right. Clears. Kristen Berry. Give us a piece of advice.
Yeah. Piece of advice. Don't drink kombucha and sour beer side by side.
Heard.
Weird.
Okay.
Mary Bernardetto. Piece of advice.
You should always do the thing that you think you won't regret the least.
Excellent.
Sit on that for a minute.
Someone you should know, Johnny Culotti, piece of advice.
Everyone should try crack once.
That's a good one.
Okay, I hope the kids still have their earmuffs.
I'm jumping in. When your parents pay for the bill, you take the tip.
Heard that?
That's my piece of advice.
I just couldn't think of anything, so I thought I'd be clever and funny.
Finish your homework, eat your vegetables, and always do the right thing, Jack. I'd like to give a shout out to a couple people tonight before we jump out of here. My boy Jimmy Belendez, stay up, my dude. Also, Dr. Michael Zoman is out of town on a medical junket. He's down in Atlantic City on the boardwalk, hopefully creating an empire, if not playing craps. Hey, hope you're listening, pal. Podcast City, baby. Roberta's Radio. Let's do this.
To this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us with questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.